All right, guys. Welcome to Two Thirds Radio. Happy Tuesday. It's already the 4th of September, 2007. Amazing. Bush hasn't blown the planet up yet. We haven't invaded Iran yet. And we haven't had another staged major fake terrorist attack yet. I can't believe it. But for you fascist Bush-supporting pigs, stick around, be patient. I'm sure if they have their way, we'll have these things before too long. Hey, we got a great guest today, Al Bielek. He's the expert on the Montauk Project. For those of you that aren't familiar with that, well, join the club, because I'm not either. Sounds very interesting, though. He'll be joining us just after the break, and he'll give us the details on that. It was a top-secret government research project that produced some very interesting results. So he'll be sharing that with us. But first, let me go into a few announcements here. As I mentioned yesterday, by the way, I won't be taking up the subject of the protocols this Friday. I got Constance Cumby to come on as a guest this Friday. So I'll be taking that up, talking about the protocols a week from Friday. Constance Cumby, again, is a great guest. Excellent author, written a number of books. We'll be talking about cultism and how it's influencing our kids in the public schools and in the nurseries and in the kids' programs, on and on and on. He's an expert on that subject. You know, the one book that comes to mind is Like Lambs to the Slaughter, an excellent book. I think she's got another one, Secrets or Dangers, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, I think it is, something like that. Written numerous books anyway, and she'll be talking about that, the subtle ways in which our kids are being influenced in wrong directions, again, primarily in the education system. All right, guys, before we go to break, before we bring our guest up, I just want to remind you we are offering the Aaron Russo, sadly the late Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Get that by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to republicbroadcasting.org, ordering through PayPal, or else by sending your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Anyone interested in reading any of my books and getting Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, if you want to read up on what I was sharing last week on the Trinity, the book is called Who is God? Along with several others I have available there, and I'll be adding more as time goes on. You can go to lulu.com, and by the way, in the book, The New World Disorder, I have all of the quotes that I've been sharing on Zionism, as well as the protocols excerpts that I'll be quoting from a week from Friday. All of that is in there and so much more, The New World Disorder book. You can get those at, again, lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and the best way to find the books is just search for them by my name. Use the search feature right there on Lulu's site and type in Charles Giuliani. That's G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. All right, guys. The email address is truthhertz@aol.com, and Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions, negative or positive, whichever, you can drop me an email. The website for Truth Hurts, of course, is truthhurts.com, H-E-R-T-Z. You don't even need the triple W. And you can go there and post comments and links, whatever. Admittedly, I haven't been there myself in a while. I need to go there and check things out and maybe do some postings myself. I'm back with Al Bielek. Should be very interesting.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Al Bielek. I think we actually have him right now, as a matter of fact, on the line. He's the expert on the Montauk Project. He has not only written on it, but of course he experienced it firsthand. He was there. He was a part of it. Wittingly or not, I'm not sure. That's what we're going to be finding out from him. Like I said, this is a subject I'm admittedly not very familiar with, but what little I did hear about it sounds very fascinating. I thought it'd be something that all you listeners would be interested in hearing about, or if you're already familiar with it, you'd certainly want to hear firsthand from the source. So I thought it'd be good to have him on. I try to, you know, endeavor on this show to focus on topics that are interesting, out of the ordinary, and as time marches on, that's certainly what I'm going to be doing. I've got a lot of shows I've been working on, dealing with all kinds of bizarre. I tell you, it's a fascinating world we live in. You know, truth is stranger than fiction. So, speaking of truth being stranger than fiction, this is one of those instances. I just got word that, Mr. Bielek got the time wrong. Lovely. Well, you know, he is an older person, and that's understandable. Older people do tend to do that, unfortunately. he didn't realize that this was the time frame. I guess he was thinking it was later, and it looks like he's not going to be making it on today. So I'll have to reschedule him. Oh, I love it when that happens. Well, you know what that means, guys. I'm going to have to cover the Zion protocols today. My apologies to those who expected it on Friday. Maybe some people weren't planning on tuning in till Friday because they just wanted to hear that, in which case I guess they'll have to check the archives to see it on today's show, to hear it on today's. Anyway, oh, that's really upsetting. I hate when that happens. That's probably going to happen to me Monday, too. I have another elderly guest scheduled for next Monday. That guy's really old. In fact, I'll ask your patients if he does, in fact, show up. He's kind of borderline senile, but his books are so interesting that he wrote back, well, he started writing back in the 60s. He came out with another one in the 70s and in the 80s. But the poor guy is in his last, on his last lap now, and I wanted to get him on before the poor guy passes on. But unfortunately, he might be difficult to follow on some occasions, because when I was on the phone with him, he kind of was repeating himself. But nevertheless, a really nice guy, and I wanted to get him on. He's a catastrophist. You know, he's written about asteroidal impacts in the past and the resulting floods that have occurred, particularly the flood, as it's called, that's mentioned in all ancient legends from around the world, mentioned in the Bible. He's got a lot of interesting input on that, so I want to have him on next Monday. But who knows, he might not show up either, because I kept having to repeat the time to him, and it seemed like he really wasn't getting it, so I don't know. That's one of the frustrating things when you book elderly people. But this this Bielik guy is really interesting. I'm going to try to get him on again for next week. I'll have him repeat the time back to me several times to make sure he gets the time right. I'll let you know how that goes. That's kind of disappointing, though. All right, guys, in that case, we will go on to discuss the protocols today, the Zionist protocols. I spent three shows last Thursday, Friday, and yesterday discussing Zionism, and I hope I set the record straight finally once and for all that Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism, literally, both ethnically and ideologically. Nothing. They're two entirely antithetical ideologies. One, you know, Judaism is religious in nature. Some would say ethnical, but not really. Judaism is a religion. The ethnicity part comes with, you know, the Hebraic bloodline. But in any case, Zionism is not ethnic. It's not religious. It is political. It's like, you know, Republicanism or you know, being a Republican or a Democrat. Or a communist. It's a school of thought. It has nothing to do with Judaism. As I said before, most Jews are not Zionists, and most Zionists are not Jews, including a great many of the ones that have Jewish last names. A lot of the hardcore Zionists are not Jews at all. They adopted Jewish last names when they converted to the Kabbalah or the Talmud. But they're not even genuine converts to Judaism. They're converts to these heretical texts that the Torah Jews reject as apostate. And I'm going to be hopefully having on here soon an actual non-Zionist, or should I say anti-Zionist Jew. I want to get an anti-Zionist rabbi on here so people can see that speaking against Zionism has nothing to do with anti-Semitism or anti-Judaism or whatnot, that there are Jews, and a great many of them, who are adamantly opposed to Zionism and recognize it as an incredibly evil force in the world, evil for Jews and non-Jews alike, and hopefully finally put to rest the heinous misconceptions that many still have, even so-called truthers. There's a great many people who consider themselves part of the truth movement who are in the dark completely on this matter. It shouldn't be. you're a genuine truther, you're going to understand the threat that Zionism poses, and you're not going to fall for the mind-warping propaganda that questioning Zionism is somehow anti-Semitic and hate speech. Oh, snap out of it, folks. Fortunately, most of my listeners don't fall into that quite a category, but there are some. Gotten some emails. It's unbelievable how ignorant some people are. They just they can't let go of some of those cherished ideas that are absolute fairy tales that have been crammed down their throats. Pure propaganda, guys. Anyway, so having said what I said the past few days about Zionism, the threat that it poses to this country, how the state of Israel, run by Zionists, is not a friend of we the people. Might be a friend of our sellout politicians in Washington, but it's not a friend of the American people. Zionism is the enemy of the American people. It's the enemy, really, of the whole planet, because they want to decimate the whole planet and bring it into subjection to themselves in the New World Order. They have no loyalties to anyone or anything but their own selves and their own agenda, and that's the bottom line. And, you know, they've stated over and over that they want to destroy Arab culture. They've admitted that they're engaged in terrorist attacks all around the world and that they frame others, particularly in the Arab world, for these acts so that they can accomplish their twisted ends. U.S. Army manual also admits that they target U.S. Forces and make it look like a Palestinian Arab act. So with all that said, let's go on now to talk about the protocols. The protocols date back to at least 1905. Arguably, they actually go back even before that. But they can be traced definitely back to 1905. That's when they first emerged publicly in Russia, and they were quickly distributed abroad, published around the world. They became a sensation overnight. And the Zionist movement itself has called them a hoax, that, you know, they were designed just to demonize, you know, the Zionist movement, or better yet, to demonize, quote, Jews. Again, this document has nothing to do with Jews. It has to do with the corrupt, evil political ideology called Zionism. But in any case, regardless whether you think the document is a forgery or not, everyone agrees that the document at least dates to 1905. So I don't get into the argument about the authenticity of the document, whether it really was drafted up by Zionists. I don't need to. I don't get into whether or not the document predates 1905. I don't need to. It does predate 1905, and it was drafted up by Zionists, but I don't even bother arguing that, getting into that twisted hairball of an argument. All I need to do is to demonstrate that pretty much everything in this document has already been implemented and began to be implemented from 1905 forward. Once you see that that is, in fact, the case, you don't have to prove the authenticity, the historicity of the document, or the authentic origins with the Zionist movement of the document. Once you can demonstrate that almost everything that's in this document has systematically been implemented since 1905, and that, in fact, nearly nothing mentioned in this document was yet in place in 1905, then it becomes obvious that this document, regardless its origins, this document has in fact been followed as a blueprint, if you will, for establishing the New World Order. That's an absolute fact. It has. So let's launch into that. I'm going to be quoting from some of the highlights of this document. Of course, there's a lot more to it than what I'll be sharing here, but I've picked out some of the best and most hair-raising excerpts from it. And again, keep in mind, at the time of the writing, or the time of the emergence of this document publicly, virtually none of what it said had been in operation yet. But since that time, almost all of this stuff has been brought about. That ought to make you wonder, folks. We are now, after the break, going to be launching into an examination of what has to be called the blueprint for the New World Order. You tell me if you think this document is a fraud. Very, very accurately laid out exactly where this world was going to be going in the coming decades. This is exactly what's happened. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We're going to be talking about the protocols today. In fact, let me launch right into them. Here's the first excerpt, very interesting. In our day, states the protocols, power which has replaced that of rulers is the power of gold. The power which has replaced that of the rulers is the power of gold. Well, they said in our day, you could argue that's always been the case, but not so much so, not so obviously so, and so hopelessly so, as since the advent of the central bank system, which began, of course, with the Rothschilds, and from there the Rothschilds began to create central banks in all the countries across Europe. And of course now, ever since 1913, we've had our central bank here in this country as well, you petty little peasants, you. Your purpose in life is to serve the royal family and their private bankers. Oh, shut up. But that's what's been going on, guys. That's what's been going on. I'm going to do a show on that sometime, the history of central banking. Once you see how they were busy setting them up all across Europe in the 19th century and how they were desperately trying to set one up here but kept failing. It never worked. They never did get what they wanted all during the 19th century. But they finally succeeded in 1913. That old saying, first you don't succeed, try again, it worked quite well for them. They finally got what they wanted. And it's been all downhill ever since. But, okay, so here they say the power that has replaced that of rulers is the power of gold. And it's true. The money powers have replaced that of the rulers, guys. Your so-called elected officials, so-called public servants, really aren't calling the shots at all. They're just the errand boys for the real powers behind the scenes calling the shots, the bankers, the money boys. Continuing on, whether a state exhausts itself in its own convulsions, whether its internal discord brings it under the power of external foes, in any case, it can be accounted irretrievably lost if it is in our power. The despotism of capital, which is entirely in our hands, reaches out to a straw that the state must take hold of. If not, it goes to the bottom. Oh, if that does not accurately describe the WTO, folks. That's how the WTO works. States, whether they like it or not, are forced to take hold of that straw, or they go to the bottom. They're left out in the cold. They're boycotted. Their economies will dry up overnight, and they as nations will cease to exist. They simply must conform, whether they like it or not, and clearly most of them do like it. They don't give a frog's fat fanny. They don't have scruples enough to care about their own citizenry and the fact that they're selling them out. But even if you have a few that do care, they don't have a choice. They've rigged it so completely, so thoroughly, that they themselves will be brought to naught. Their rulership will meet its demise if they do not conform, join with the WTO, and allow their citizens to be sold out, allow their economies to be raped and pillaged, but yet still be kept afloat by the same powers that rape and pillage their economies, kept afloat enough so that they don't completely collapse, but yet so that life becomes a living hell for the majority of its citizens. This is what's going on, guys, and this is all laid out in the protocols. The despotism of capitalism, which is entirely in our hands, reaches out to a straw that the state must take hold of. If not, it goes to the bottom. What an accurate description of just how things are working and have been since 1905 when this document emerged. Here's another one. The political has nothing in common with the moral. The ruler who is governed by the moral is not a skillful politician and is therefore unstable on his throne. He who wishes to rule must have recourse both to cunning and to make-believe. Well, doesn't that describe politicians for you? Great national qualities like frankness and honesty are vices in politics, for they bring down rulers from their thrones more effectively and more certainly than the most powerful enemy. Such qualities must be the attributes of the kingdoms of the common people, or goyim, as the term is used here. But we must in no ways be guided by them. Notice they said honesty, integrity, qualities of decency bring down a ruler faster than anything else. Well, you know why? Because they kill them. That's why. That's why rulers are taken down from their thrones. If they're honest, they're shot because they're not going along with the criminals behind the scenes who are trying to rig the political system and not being allowed to. That's what takes them down. Being honest, being decent, having scruples will not destroy you guys, except for the corrupt monstrosities there who will kill you because of that. But a king would thrive, would flourish. His people would love and appreciate him, support him, and be behind him 100% if he were honest. Qualities of decency do not bring you down. Only corrupt scoundrels who themselves hate qualities of decency, which they're obviously not endowed with, but in fact despise because it exposes them for the corrupt scum that they are. Those are the ones that bring kings down. Don't let them kid you here. But do notice how they make it clear that you cannot survive in politics if you have scruples. The reason why most politicians do not have scruples, guys, it's by design. They handpick them so that they won't have scruples, so that they don't have scruples before they even get in office, so they can be manipulated and depended upon to do what the money bags want them to do at everyone else's expense. Anyway, going to the break. Stick with us. Got lots more to say when we get back.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host Charlie Giuliani, talking about the protocols and how they have been systematically implemented ever since they first surfaced publicly in 1905. Okay, let me continue on here. Okay, here we go. For us, there are no checks to limit the range of our activity. Our super government, i.e. the New World Order, the world government, our super government subsists in extra legal conditions, which are described in the accepted terminology by the energetic and forcible word dictatorship.
Things would be a heck of a lot easier if this were dictatorship. Just as long as I'm the dictator.
That sound familiar? At the proper time, we, the lawgivers, shall execute judgments and sentence. We shall slay and we shall spare. We, as head of all our troops, are mounted on the steed of the leader. We rule by force of will, because in our hands are the fragments of a once powerful party, now vanquished by us. And the weapons in our hands our limitless ambitions, burning greediness, merciless vengeance, hatreds and malice. Doesn't that describe our current form of government? The scoundrel who wants to know everything about you, but you can't know anything about him, wants to take away your rights, yet give him the right to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, and to stop you from protesting him. Unbelievable, guys. This last quote, this last paragraph I just read, talks about controlling the president and through that president waging war anywhere, anytime they want. They talked about burning greediness, lust for power, merciless vengeance, hatreds and malice, and yet here they are with their anti-hate laws, going after you for hate crimes because you protest them and expose them. If you think about it, really, this is the mentality of a spoiled brat little two-year-old with the power of government behind it. That's really the mentality we're dealing with here. A little spoiled brat two-year-old who in their adult life still wet their pants and suck their thumbs and ask mommy to tuck them in every night and just want to get their own way, whether you like it or not.
I want it, I want it, I want it! I want it from the oil! We want to steal their land! And you're going to do it for us!
They're spoiled little pig parasitical brats who like getting their way. They intend to continue getting it, whether you like it or not. And they're using the color of law to protect their interests, to silence dissent, and sucker you into thinking that all of this is to your benefit. Snap out of it, people, and look what you're dealing with here. Continuing on, the intensification of armaments, the increase of police forces. Ooh. Wasn't I just talking last week about martial law and how they're using local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies are now using military equipment, military armaments. The intensification of armaments, the increase of police forces are all essential for the completion of the aforementioned plans. What we have to get at is that there should be in all the states of the world, besides ourselves, only the masses of the proletariat, a few millionaires devoted to our interests, police and soldiers. That's it. That's all they want. Police, police, soldiers, soldiers, forcing you, compelling you, tasering you, intimidating you, stopping you at checkpoints. Think about it, guys. This is all in fulfillment of what these scoundrels called for over 100 years ago. We must be in a position, the document continues, to respond to every act of opposition by war with the neighbors of that country which dares to oppose us. But if these neighbors should also venture to stand collectively together against us, then we must offer resistance by a universal war, i.e. World War I, World War II. There's no question. We now know that those wars were planned in advance. We've got their own documents. The Rees Committee came out with the Carnegie Institute's documents where they were talking about World War I, a global conflict back in 1909, at least, if not before. And their biggest concern at that meeting was how to involve the United States in this war, because the U.S., of course, at that time was predominantly, was thoroughly isolationist, not interventionist. So they were trying to come up with a way to change that, to change public mindset so that the U.S. Citizenry would be supportive of going into war. It wasn't a matter of how to coming up with a plan to, you know, to manipulate the politicians. That was already in the bag. That's easy. But the public mindset, so that they wouldn't know that they were being suckered, so they wouldn't know that this whole thing was all about global domination and making massive profits, because that's what war is, guys. It's the biggest economic stimulator known to man in all of history. Nothing can generate more profits to a larger extent in the shortest amount of time than war. So it's about making big money and about big, big government. And again, this was all planned in advance. You can't miss it once you read these protocols. Let me continue on. In a word, to sum up our system of keeping the governments of the goyim, or the common people, in check, we shall show our strength to one of them by terrorist attempts, and to all if we allow the possibility of a general rising against us. We shall respond with the guns of America or China or Japan. Did you catch that one? We're going to use the military of America, they said, if we need to. Well, isn't that exactly what they've been doing all along? We'll use force. What do you think UN peacekeeping force is all about? They don't hide their terminology. They throw it right out in your face. Think about it. Peacekeeping force. They do use force. And the kind of peace they're talking about simply means destruction of all opposition. That's their idea of peace, guys. You don't bring peace through force. You don't bring peace through warfare. Think about it. That's like saying, I'm going to make you love me by hating you. And the more hatred I give toward you, the more you're going to love me. Listen to the doublespeak that they feed us. It's absolutely astonishing. But you know what's even more astonishing? There are suckers out there who buy it. Continuing on with this astonishing document. From the premier dictators that we control, the peoples suffer patiently and bear such abuses as for the least of them, they would have beheaded 20 kings. What is the explanation of this? In other words, why do they stand for this? How is it the people can be suckered to go along with this? It is explained, the document continues, by the fact that these dictators whisper to the people through their agents in the media that through these they have the highest purpose to secure the welfare of the people, their solidarity and equality of rights. Naturally, they do not tell the people that this unification must be accomplished only under our sovereign rule. People think that they're fighting for the U.S., that they're fighting for freedom. They don't know that they're fighting for the sovereign rule of an outside force, which already is rearing its ugly head. The emerging North American Union, guys, is about destroying national sovereignty, not building it up. How can people think that Bushy Boy is fighting for America, even if they fall for the propaganda that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction or that Iraq has something to do with the war on terror? How can they think that he's concerned about fighting to protect America's interests when he is gutting this country out through the North American Union? Garbage. I mean, you really got to be brain dead to not see this anymore. Any brain dead people out there falling for this? Call me up. Tell me why I should believe what's going on and support the unelected dictator in Washington, and why what he is doing is such a good thing for this country. You blind fools. I really don't think at this point, guys, that we're dealing with anybody supportive of Bush anymore that truly is ignorant of what's going on. I don't see how it's possible. Can human beings possibly be that stupid? Can anybody who claims to be supporting Bush at this particular time be doing so out of ignorance? Who wouldn't support him if they really knew what was going on, but only support him because they don't have a clue? I don't see it. I don't see how it's possible. How can people be this so far gone, this so incredibly devoid of neurological capacity to reason and see what's going on before their very eyes? Anyway, notice how this last paragraph says that the masses would be duped into thinking that they were serving national interests and that they were serving the cause of freedom in the world, when all they're doing is taking out people who are opposing the real powers behind the scenes, the authors of this horrific document, the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, and that the leaders naturally would never tell them the truth, that all they're fighting for is the sovereign rule of this cabal. It's astonishing, guys. This is exactly how not only our government, but governments around the world are working today. It's this same evil cabal working behind the scenes, pulling the strings, that has nation after nation all over Europe, all over East Asia, in this country, many other countries abroad, except the so-called Axis of Evil countries, of course. They're all working for and with this same cabal toward that same twisted goal. The protocols continue here. They, the Goyim, or the common people, will close their eyes, for we shall keep promising them to give back all the liberties we have taken away as soon as we have quelled the enemies of peace and tamed all parties. It makes reference here to taking liberties away. Once again, guys, do you not see that this is all being done by plan? Do you not see that all the laws that have been passed, particularly in the wake of 9/11, are all designed to amass complete power in the hands of the manipulators behind the scenes by stripping us of all rights and freedoms? It has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. That is the cloak which they hide behind to accomplish their goals. Don't forget, I just read an excerpt a moment ago where they said that they will utilize terrorism. And I'm coming up to another quote in a minute that mentions that same thing, by the way, where they boast that they shall engage in terrorist activities to manipulate the public to get what they want. Let me continue on here. It is from us that the all... Oh, this is it right here, I guess. Yeah, check this out, guys. It is from us that the all-engulfing terror proceeds. We will not give them, the Goyim, or the common people, we will not give them peace until they openly acknowledge our intentional super government and will grant us submissiveness. It is from us, says this document, that the all engulfing terror proceeds. Oh, it's all engulfing, all right. It's in your face constantly every day, bombarded with it in the media, but it's from them, not from this fictitious Al-Qaeda. They're the ones doing it, guys, by their own admission. You see why I say it doesn't matter if you believe this document is authentic, if you believe that it pre-existed 1905 or not. It doesn't matter. Just read it. Just read it. And ask yourself, is this not exactly what's going on in the world and has been going on for some time now? Once you see that, and there's no way you can't see that, then the authenticity of this document can no longer be brought into question, at least as far as it being the genuine blueprint for the Nouvelle Ordre. I'll continue on here. When we at last definitely come into our kingdom, or in other words, when we finally establish the New World Order, by the aid of coups d'etat, prepared everywhere for one and the same day. Notice this. They're going to prepare coups everywhere. That's all they did during the Cold War, guys. Through the CIA and U.S. Military branches. We invaded country after country, over a dozen of them during the Cold War, always under the phony pretext of containing communism when communism wasn't expanding. Certainly not the Soviet Union at all they could do to manage their affairs at home. They had no contact with virtually any of the countries that we invaded in the Cold War. All of this was designed to bring about their little global conquest scheme, hiding behind, that, again, that mask of containing communism. When at last we come into our kingdom by the aid of coups, again, like they launched all during the Cold War, for one and the same... prepared everywhere for one and the same day, after the worthlessness of all existing forms of government has been definitely acknowledged, and not a little time will pass before that comes about, perhaps even a whole century. Well, here we are, a whole century later, and the worthlessness and usefulness of government has faded away, hasn't it? I mean, with the emerging of the North American Union, guys, that's what this is all about, with the emerging of the European Union. Demonstrating the worthlessness of these local national governments, leading people more and more to look away to the national governments and to look more toward interdependence. Remember the Declaration of Independence? That meant independence from tyranny, outside rule? They're teaching you now that interdependence is good and important. We all need to have it. Oh, snap out of it and see where this is going, folks. Where did I leave off here? It says, we shall make it our task to see that against us such things as plots shall no longer exist, because we will pass the anti-hate laws, the hate crime laws. We'll stop you from protesting us. With this purpose, we shall slay without mercy all who take arms in hand to oppose our coming into our kingdom. Stick with us, guys. A lot more to quote when I get back. This is disgusting stuff, man.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're continuing talking about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion and how these are the blueprints for the New World Order. Let me finish that last paragraph. There was one more sentence. Every kind of new institution of anything like a secret society will also be punished with death. Notice, they have their little secret societies, don't they? The Bohemian Grove, Masonry, Skull and Bones, on and on and on. That's okay. Oh, you can have secret societies as long as it's advancing the cause of the New World Order. But if you ever tried to form a secret society that even hinted at trying to overturn their little scheme. Oh, they will come after you. That's where this is going, guys. They will have power to do anything they want. You will have power to do nothing except kiss their royal butts. That's what they want to do, guys. That's where they're taking us. Continuing on. All people are chained down to heavy toil by poverty more firmly than ever they were by slavery and serfdom. From these, one way and another, they might free themselves. These could be settled with, but from want they will never get away. So you can free yourselves from some things, they're saying, but not from want. We'll always keep you in want because we have the system rigged so that the cost of living always rises exponentially out of proportion to the increase in wages. And never has that become more obvious than in just the past few decades. Back in 1970, the gap between your average wage and the cost of living was such that one income in every home in this country was enough to pay the bills, pay the mortgages, pay the car payments, you know, the insurance, on and on and on, pay all the bills, food on the table, wifey could stay home with the kids, hubby still had plenty of money left over to take vacations. Not anymore. Today, hubby and mummy both have to work, and there still is not enough money to pay the bills. Forget vacations. Oh, but the answer to that, of course, is to get one of those little plastic cards and go into debt. But now, if you go into debt, and many people are actually forced to, they don't have a choice, you go into debt now, and it's almost impossible for you to file bankruptcy and get rid of all your debt. Most cases now when you file, you're still stuck with some of that debt, and you only got 4 years to pay it off, and all the while, your premiums can as much as double or even triple, according to the new bankruptcy law. By the way, that same bankruptcy law that made it impossible for you to file bankruptcy if you owe anything to MBNA, it also granted MBNA exemption from a multi-million dollar liability it had with Lloyd's of London. Isn't that interesting? All the while they're getting you, preventing you from filing bankruptcy, they're enabling themselves to file bankruptcy from their debts. Oh yeah, that's how fascism works, ladies and gentlemen. All for me and nothing for you. Everything works in my favor, nothing works in your favor. The corporations rule. Government and big business scratch each other's backs, and everybody else walks away with nothing left. All people are chained down to heavy... Oh, wait a minute. I already read that one, didn't I? Okay. Let me go on to the next paragraph. We appear on the scene as alleged saviors of the worker from this oppression. Notice, that's what communism has always touted, right? We're going to save the oppressed masses. That's what they always sell themselves with, but it never happens. They wind up becoming more oppressed under communism. And that's what these protocols are boasting about, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold.